Today on Gardening in a Minute, Sweet Spire. Sweet Spire is a small shrub that's native to North Florida, where it's typically found growing in wetland areas. But it's also great for home gardens, where it can be planted in wet or occasionally dry soils. Each spring, Sweet Spire produces drooping clusters of tiny white flowers that attract butterflies. In the fall, the leaves change to a deep burgundy. The cultivar Henry's Garnet is an improved variety that's showier than the native form and has burgundy foliage year-round. Henry's Garnet is fairly compact, growing 3 to 4 feet tall and 6 feet wide. The native form is larger and puts out suckers, so give it room to spread. Plant your Sweet Spire today in full sun or part shade, and you'll have a colorful display once fall rolls around. For more information about Sweet Spire and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for summer. It's no secret that Florida gets steamy in the summertime, so you should tackle certain gardening chores now before the weather gets too hot. Start by cutting back leggy or overgrown plants and remove dead or dying branches from trees and shrubs. If you have yet to fertilize your lawn this year, now's the time. Be sure to use a slow-release fertilizer and follow recommended application rates for your grass type. You can inject color by planting heat-loving annuals like coleus, salvia, tyrinia, and ornamental pepper. Harmful insects become more active as the weather warms, so start scouting now for signs of potential pests. Finally, it's the dry season. Check your irrigation system to make sure it's working properly and water as needed according to local watering restrictions. Contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sodding a lawn. Sodding can give you an instant lawn, though it's costlier than seeding or plugging. Start by clearing any debris from the site and leveling the soil. When your sod is delivered, check to see that it's healthy and problem-free. Lay your sod within 24 hours of delivery and lightly irrigate the soil just before you begin. Fit the squares tightly against one another in a staggered fashion, cutting them if needed. Proper watering is essential for your new lawn's survival. Provide light but frequent waterings for the first 2 to 3 weeks so that the soil stays moist but not overly wet. Once the sod is firmly rooted, you can taper off on watering. Wait 3 to 4 weeks before you mow and 30 to 60 days before you fertilize. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating shrubs. If you've seen older shrubs that look like giant stems of broccoli, then you've seen shrubs that are ready for renovation. Shrubs that aren't properly pruned over the years can become tall and leggy, bushy and oversized, or just plain ugly. But renovating them is simple. In early spring, cut them down to within a few inches of the soil. Over the next few years, the plants will typically regrow to their natural form with healthy, vigorous growth. Renovation is a fairly aggressive practice and won't work with all shrubs, especially certain evergreens. An alternative is to rejuvenate your shrubs by removing one-third of the plant each year for 3 years. By renovating your shrubs, you'll keep the broccoli in your vegetable garden where it belongs. For more information about renovating shrubs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer vegetable gardens. Vegetable gardening in Florida is fun and easy, and if you're up for the heat and humidity, you can even grow veggies in the summer. A handful of vegetables will do well in the summer heat, including sweet potatoes, southern peas, cherry tomatoes, and okra. And some spring crops, like peppers and eggplant, may continue into the summer. As long as the plants are healthy, there's no need to remove them if they're still producing fruit. If you prefer to give your gardener rest during the summer, take advantage of the summer sun to solarize the soil. This kills nematodes, weeds, and other harmful pests with heat. Your summer garden can continue to provide delicious food or take a needed rest. Either way, summer can be a productive time. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM.